This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes after the hour, the pleasant and dulcet tones of Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I think pretty much most of the time we are very pleasant and we are very dulcet in our tones. Don't you think so? I don't hear peace. Yeah, there's nothing worse than turning the radio on or some podcast or something and hear somebody's voice that just doesn't belong. Although I'm from the school, admittedly, that has the announcer voices, a big voice, the guy. We used to tease about the newsmen smoked cools, gargled with razor blades, and always had ice in their mouth when they started their newscast. That was it. Oh, 20
minutes. Sounds very
minutes.
Unappealing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, some of those voices were. At any rate, Jennifer's not going to take us down to the radio world. She's going to take us to another aspect of my life down on the farm. So let's have a chorus of Old McSteffen Had a Farm. Yeah. What's going on down on the farm?
Oh, my God, Excuse Bill. Me. I seriously thought that was like a burp.
Was that cow?
That's a cow.
Yeah.
Is it a cow burp?
Moo.
That's exactly right. Burp. Oh, excuse me.
The chickens. Roosters. All right, so Jennifer, what's happening down on the farm?
According to researchers in Germany, German scientists, there was a thought, we've heard this for years, that animals behave abnormally in the hours leading up to an earthquake, right? Forget just farm animals. Your mm-hmm. dog, the dog in your household, the cat
sensitive.
In your household.
Yes,
people say
sensitive.
That those animals are sensitive to earthquakes, but there has never been any scientific evidence to support that until the German scientists got involved, and they provided scientific evidence to support the claims of odd animal behavior prior to earthquakes. The research suggests that animals provide valuable clues to when and where earthquakes will occur. In this study, researchers attached movement tracking devices to farm animals. You should have got in on this, Dougie.
You're right.
Yeah, too bad you're in the wrong place in the world. But they put them in an earthquake-prone area of northern Italy. These poor animals, they don't know what's ahead for them. All These right. tracking devices were attached to the collars of 6 cows, 5 sheep, and 2 dogs. All of the animals had been previously observed acting abnormally before earthquakes. After attaching these devices, researchers recorded the animals' movements for several months, and throughout that period, there were 18,000 earthquakes reported in the region. Many of the earthquakes were weak and barely noticeable to humans, but 12 of them were strong, meaning that they were a 4 or higher on the Richter scale. The researchers chose to look at only earthquakes that triggered statistically significant earth movements on the farm. The epicenters of these earthquakes were ranging in a distance from the farm. Some were very close. Others were a little bit further away. But the models were used to analyze this data, and they found that every animal reacts differently in size, speed, and according to species. But in all of the animals, there was some sort of abnormal behavior recorded. Unusual animal activity patterns were recorded among the farm animals up to 20 hours before the earthquakes occurred. So mm-hmm. think about how valuable this could be, a 20-hour warning. Now, I'm not one for warnings on earthquakes all that much, because what are you going to do? Is everybody going to pack up the car and leave? Like, no. But
scream running out of the house down the street, is an earthquake coming? What are we going to do?
But even the shake meters and things that they've been trying to deploy, that only gives you a couple of seconds. The farm animals can give you 20 hours. Now, if the animals were closer to the epicenter, that would mean that they had earlier changes to the behavior. They would pace more, they would walk more, they would be up and having more movement. Not enough for people to notice, certainly, but enough out of the ordinary that it would mark the sensor on their collar. It's unclear to these researchers what triggers this behavior in animals before the earthquake, but one possibility is that animals are able to sense the air. It's not that they actually feel it, but that mm-hmm. the air ionization caused by large changes in the rock pressure,
yeah.
it actually, they feel it in their fur. Imagine that.
Really?
They also
cows always lay down before a storm, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yep.
And animals may
they
be able to sense gases.
Barometric pressure change.
Yeah.
Right. I guess gases that are released from, like, the quartz crystal part of the earth prior to the earthquake. Mm-hmm. So they have this sensibility, and apparently these scientists in Germany are continuing this study on to see what kind of future predictions they can get by using farm animals to help them with this. I thought that was kind of
That's
interesting.
Cool.
So maybe, yeah. Maybe we'll have a
I'm still stuck on how cute it would be for cows to wear collars.
I know.
I'm like picturing them like, you know,
that's
how
they
out.
Do
my
though.
Cows wear yeah. collars. I have collars yeah. on my cows.
That's so how
you,
some of them.
You lead them around if you need to. So as long as we're here talking about earthquakes and earth anomalies, this season of storms is catching up with us. And so one wonders, because of all the eclipses, the strength of the full moons, the situation astrologically, the whole world is changing. And we've talked about global warming certainly for years as to how that impacts the weather. Here's an example. In Japan, 50 people are dead because of the torrential rains that have been falling there for the past 5 or 6 days. A lot of people have been killed. People are missing. Devastation, lots of areas in southern Japan. All the rivers are overflowing like you wouldn't believe, wrecking houses. Tens of thousands of troops and other emergency responders have been activated over the weekend. 3 million people on the third largest island have been forced to evacuate because of the ravaging of the storms. So you can see over there, it's not, this is early for the season of typhoons, as it is kind of early, even though we're supposedly in the hurricane zone. Some of the storms that have developed, as a matter of fact, there's a storm moving up the East Coast right now that will affect most of us, certainly will affect you, Victoria, in New Jersey. It'll affect the people in Washington.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday. I think we're going to get kind of washed out.
It'll affect me here in New England. Yeah, a lot of the hurricane season, according to meteorologists, already making history. Tropical storm Edouard, is that how you pronounce it? I guess it was Edouard, formed this past weekend over the open waters in the northwest Atlantic. That's north of where they normally begin. And so it's not a tropical storm now, but when you look at all of the indicators, I'm looking at a map of the northern hemisphere and mostly Europe and America across the Atlantic, which is where these tropical storms develop. How many of you knew that the sea surface temperature had to be 79 degrees for a storm to be formed and to live? I did not know that. Did you?
I knew it needed to be warm, yeah.
Degrees?
I didn't know it was specifically 79, but I knew it had to be pretty, the water had to be really hot.
Right. So the water
That's why
is
it doesn't really happen in the Pacific as much, because the Pacific is just colder.
Cold. Yeah. Right, exactly. But if you look at the barometric readings all around, there are a bunch of storms that have formed that are in the Caribbean now and circling around south of our country, but they're there. Looking at some of the, like there was Tropical Storm Dolly that occurred earlier in June, and that impact. But when you think about how warm the water is, I had a friend of mine who was in Hyannis down in the Cape. The water was 70 degrees. It was a little early for it to be 70 degrees. Sometimes when
That's
it gets very
hot,
warm
for the Cape.
July,
wow.
Right, exactly. Well, this is the inland side, but still, that's warm for the ocean. Let's see, down in the Keys, 92 degrees last week, the water temperature. That's pretty damn warm.
Jeez, that's almost too hot.
Yep. It is, yeah, when you think about it. So I'm looking at some of these other. There's a guy named Shepard, Marshall Shepard, who's a professor of atmospheric sciences, University of Georgia, says that we have our the ocean is high octane for hurricanes. Now we have
this was predicted to be a really bad year for tropical storms and hurricanes.
Right.
I have a feeling up here where we are, we're probably going to get hit in like September or October. I think that's when it's going to be worse for us up here.
It usually is when it bothers. We haven't had bad hurricane season, though, for a long time. I don't like hurricanes enough. I don't like them. I just very unsettling for lots of different reasons.
Did you have to evacuate? Because we grew up a block and a half in from the beach, so we were evacuating, like, every summer. We had to go sleep in the gym of our school.
And I just remember the, like, Saxonville Square was flooded and there was 10 feet of water. It was down in the valley, and there was trash and all kinds of other things. People were swimming in that stuff.
Ew.
Yeah. That was when I was a kid. Oof. So, anyway, there's the we're going to have some, it looks like some, just to add to the mayhem of what the rest of the year is going to be about, it looks like we're going to have a kind of rough weather season. It was dry here in my neck of the woods early on in June, and now it's been wet. We have 5 days of rain in the forecast here, which is good to get things to grow, but every once in a while, like I was trying to beat the rain last night on the farm getting some hay baled, and did. But, you know, you have to move a little faster and get it done. Sometimes the stuff not quite as ready as you'd like it to be. I think this week on the American Family Farmer, we have a meteorologist. Do we not, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Talk about how weather affects the farms and stuff. But it affects it all. Think about it. Think about how weather affects your life in every way, right? When you get right down to it, what do you wear? How do you get from one place to another? What do you do with your time? All of those
things. Your power bill.
Yeah, right, exactly. Food for thought. Here's 17 after the hour on the DJV program.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants are not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Here's a little listening suggestion. I guess that's what we call this. The clip of the day is something we talk about every day because it happens every day at DJVShow.com. The one that's posted right now is a focus on some common sense that we would like to suggest people use during the pandemic. Go a long way to keeping you safe. You want to listen to that discussion or the whole show during the course of the day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now this is music. Crank this up, Phil, will you please?
Say to me, you let me be your man. And please,
the early, fabulous late 63, early 64 songs from the Beatles. This is where the Mop Tops came in. And one of the people responsible for moving the Beatles along to success, lady named Mickey Diage, I believe is how you pronounce her name, D-I-A-G-E. She ran Capitol Records for a long time. She was an advertising exec, merchandising expert. She worked for Capitol for about 40-some-odd years, and she was responsible for things like the Beatles zooming to the top in terms of promotion, the group Radiohead. She passed away yesterday at the age of 82. She spent her entire music career at one place. Imagine that. Think about today. That's it. The lady who pretty much ran the bank that I've been at since I was 8 years old, she retired the other day after 46 years at the bank. Never had another job. She started the bank as a teller. And so this lady worked in the mail room, or that's how you got started in those days, in 1963. As the British parent company of Capitol Records, EMI, and the manager of the Beatles convinced Capitol to distribute the music from the Beatles in our country. With this song, it came out in December of 1963. That's how they got started. So in addition to John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and also Radiohead, she marketed acts like Ricky Nelson, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole and his daughter Natalie, Glenn Campbell, Grand Funk, Raspberries, Bonnie Raitt, Bob Seger, Ashford and Simpson, Tina Turner, Heart, Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Beastie Boys, Crowded House, Steve Miller. Wow. This woman knew what she was doing. Look at how the career, look at how wonderful those careers were, all those people. She retired as the director in 2003. Fellow that runs Capitol Records now remembered her as a trailblazer at a time when women were woefully underrepresented among the ranks of music business executives. I'd say that was still a problem, 50, 60 years later. But imagine the careers that she sort of managed in a sense. Ricky Nelson, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, wow. One of my favorites among that group are the Raspberries. How many people know Eric Carmen and the Raspberries? You know those songs?
I know nothing about the Raspberries.
I've never heard of them.
No. All right.
I know the Cranberries.
All right. So, Phil, find Go All the Way, will you please? And then you'll remember.
And if you could mix that with some farm animal sound effects, that'd be great. Now go.
Yeah, right. See if we can handle that. All right. While he's finding Go All the Way, so you'll know who the Raspberries were. The lead singer was a guy who had a really crank this up. Yeah, yeah. Big, heavy voice, this guy, Eric Carmen, who is the lead singer. I love these songs. Crank it up.
Oh, I've heard this.
Yeah. Right. And the rest. It's the kind of pop music I've always liked. All right.
Do we have a goat?
Probably somewhere. All right. Let's see what we have from Will Ferrell. It's interesting. I was falling asleep, and I put Conan O'Brien on the other night. I don't usually because the show sucks now. But he had Will Ferrell on. I'm not a fan of Will Ferrell's. But Will Ferrell had his real hair, and it's gray and goofy looking. And they had it was actually quite an interesting, entertaining conversation. I have a different twist on Will Ferrell a little bit. He scored his first charted Billboard song with a song called Husavik. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah.
What do you
I've
know
seen
about
this movie?
This guitar?
It's really, really fun.
Is
it's,
it?
Called Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga. It's Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams. They play an Icelandic singing duo that goes to the Eurovision Song Contest. It is...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his administration will be putting pressure on governors nationwide to reopen K through 12 schools this fall, despite the continuing pandemic.
Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
Speaking yesterday at the White House, the president said he doesn't want governors to keep schools closed for political reasons. And in his remarks, Vice President Mike Pence said there's no substitute for in-class learning. The United States is officially out of the World Health Organization. In the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, President Trump had announced in May that the U.S. would be terminating its partnership. He said the WHO had failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms he's been calling for. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Self-Reliance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Five men rescued and now safe after their boat capsized in the Long Island Sound. It was approximately 4:40 yesterday afternoon Eastern when the 911 call came in regarding an incident just off the coast of Crab Meadow Beach. Three passengers who were wearing life vests were able to swim to a nearby beach, and officers threw a flotation device to the remaining two men who were not wearing life jackets. Colorado State University researchers are predicting an active hurricane season this year. The latest forecast showing 20% higher named storms this year. They predict that nine of them will become hurricanes and four of them will become major hurricanes. The last time CSU had predicted this many named storms was in 2005. And a Florida woman is running for the kids. Karen Lubetsky ran 150 miles straight in order to raise money for the Childhood Cancer Project. It took the 49-year-old a little over 38 hours to run those 150 miles without stopping, raising over $12,000 for the organization. Lubetsky is an ultra-marathon runner, and since COVID-19 has canceled other races she was training for. And again, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's move and groove into your life here at the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air. There is equality here. There is justice. There's so much inequality in the world and injustice. We're trying to make an example of equality and justice for all. Sound like I'm running for something. Doesn't it? Yes, I promise you liberty. And justice for all.
What did you run for the most recently? You ran for something. Was it dog catcher? What was it? What?
Really?
He ran for something. What was it?
Oh, did we lose his
dog community? Catcher?
Oh. Or board of Farmington, yeah. Framingham?
No, I'm on the Agricultural Advisory Commission.
You ran for something when you were on the ballot.
No. Well, I was on the ballot when I was town meeting member.
That's what it was. I knew it was that. Right. There you go.
Yes.
See?
Okay. So
town meeting member.
Yes, I was a town meeting member 8.5 years. Interesting experience. Hello. But
did you have like campaign buttons and stuff?
No, I didn't put my name on the ballot, and because it was recognizable, apparently, got more votes than any other person in this particular precinct. When I ran, I'm sure you find this shocking. I have a presence here.
I know.
I just kind of want to drive to Framingham and just spy and just see why you're like
the outcast of Framingham. I just want to figure that out.
For the same reason I'm the outcast of radio. What's the difference? It's the same, you know, it's
close
the same
your ears,
deal.
Doug. Close your ears. It's because he's a little weird. You cut back now. It's fine.
Speaking of weird.
Hey, you weren't supposed to listen.
Oh, excuse me. All right. Before Victoria takes things over here, I thought it was very interesting. I've now taken to reading page 6. Why? I don't know. It sort of seems like a different way to... I'm always looking to change things up. Where do I get my information? And Victoria's usually the one who's up on what's on page 6. So it's no surprise to her that in light of all of the focus on, excuse me, Black Lives Matter and finding people who are appropriate when it comes to whatever their social media stuff is, apparently the networks have hired PIs to probe the, excuse me, the reality stars on these, any number of TV shows.
Yeah, they're vetting
on
people.
Yeah. Is the Bachelor,
well, because what,
you know, shows like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, what happens, right, and what happens is if they don't properly vet, you know, your old tweets and whatever and social media posts, then they get a successful show going, which has happened numerous times, Vanderpump Rules and The Bachelor, and there's always a controversy that comes out after they've put all the money into the show. It makes sense. You have to know who you're working with because there's always a controversy, and then they end up firing half the cast.
Right. Yeah. Is that going too far, or is
no,
that appropriate?
No, I think that should be, like, step one of vetting people who are going to be on these reality shows.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just reality shows, but are they going to apply it to that? Wouldn't they apply it to every show, every
movie?
Well, I
think I think actors seem to be a little more cautious, but the reality type, you know, whether it's a contestant or if you're on a reality show, they tend to just, you know, kind of want the publicity no matter what.
Yeah.
And they're a little more of a loose cannon than regular actors.
Right. Well, unless you're somebody like Madonna, we were talking about her off the air. She's now appeared in some topless photo. She looks awful.
She's got to just... she is...
Awful.
You know, we were talking about this off the air. It's such a shame that someone who's had a career as storied as Madonna's, she just can't... She's so clinging to her whatever's left of her youth, and it's just pathetic at this point.
Bad.
There's just... Yeah, there's no other word for it.
All right, Victoria, take us down a different street, please.
Movie theaters. So, movie theaters are closed in most places. Depending on what state you're in and what phase of reopening you're in, but here in New Jersey and in New York, movie theaters are still closed. Now, there's a big lawsuit. AMC, Cinemark, and Regal Cinemas have all gotten together. They have lawyered up, and they are suing the governor of New Jersey, saying that he can't keep the theaters closed any longer. And so they said that COVID-19 represents a serious public health risk, and the plaintiffs support fair and reasonable actions by the government. However, the government-mandated total closure of movie theaters, this is what they're saying, is neither fair nor reasonable, and it's a violation of their First Amendment rights of freedom of speech and freedom of expression, equal protection of the laws, due process, blah, blah, blah. So this is like a long, lengthy thing. They have lawyered up with Davis Wright Tremaine. It's a firm that represents a lot of media companies. So I'm not sure where this is going to end up. I know, Jen, a while ago you mentioned that some businesses were suing your governor in California, and so now I guess it's going to start in New York and New Jersey as well.
Hard to make the case to not just ask people to do things, but then some certain businesses feel targeted, like churches sued Gavin Newsom. Now they're going to sue him again because Gavin said that they couldn't sing, that people can't sing in church even if they're wearing the mask. So there's that going on. And businesses
hold on a second.
You can't sing in church.
You can't
that, right?
sing in church?
That's the latest. He just made that ruling last weekend.
I haven't heard that if you're wearing a mask that you can't sing. But I
you
know
have
a lot
to be
of...
wearing a mask in church to even have the church open. You have to have the mask on.
Well, that makes sense because you're indoors.
Why
did
they give a recall
quarters?
Of this jerk? Mm-hmm.
Oh, they do. They do. There, it didn't have. It amazingly didn't
but
get
Doug,
enough.
But Doug, he's
signature.
Not the only one. Like there are
multiple health experts.
No, but what I'm saying is multiple health experts are saying there were 347 of them who have banded together now from around the world saying that you know it. that it's because of the way the virus is aerosolized, that if you are talking without a mask on or singing especially or shouting,
but see, people
yelling,
have the mask on in church. That's the thing. Even with the mask on.
Yeah, I haven't
on,
heard that
no
with a mask
singing.
On.
I mean, the churches
that's what
that are
I was
open,
reacting
the,
to.
Yeah, the churches that are open are socially distancing. The mega churches are actually doing outdoor services because it's been so nice in California. So they're socially distancing. They're wearing the masks, and they're still feeling like the governor's targeting them by saying, oh, no singing in church. So that's the kind, like, that's the kind of example, not to make it like on a more religious level, but when you feel like people are just rolling the dice and arbitrarily deciding who is going to open in phase one and who's going to open in phase two, it's a tough argument that they're going to have to come up with to take on these cases. And many times, at least what I saw in California, is every time the governor would get sued, he'd make an order, he'd get sued, and before the decision was cast, he'd open up that sector. So beauty salons was another one. At the beginning, he said that's where the community spread started. He backed off of that. He had beauty salons closed, and then when they got together to sue him, then all of a sudden he opened before the he'd allow them to open before the judge would actually make the ruling. So it'll be interesting to see how New York handles it. That's how they. That's what seems to be happening in California anyway.
Well, the movie theaters in New Jersey are saying that New Jersey is now in stage two of the reopening, and they claim that because places of worship are reopened and that movie theaters are not, that they're saying that that phase three is going to be places of worship. There is no timeline yet, though, for movie theaters, and that's what they're. That's what the, essentially that's where the suit is coming from. If you can be in a mall, which you can now, I don't know why you couldn't be in a movie theater if you choose to. I would.
Why is anybody surprised, given what we know about this thing, that the case list, the case load is going up? But 10,000 new cases yesterday in Texas. All right. So, what do you think is going to happen? Same in Florida. The same. You know, you look around at most of the big cities, especially where there are beaches, people getting out and about. I don't know why you think...
We have a couple friends who just tested positive, and they live in Miami, and they've been super cautious. It's just... Yeah. It's like the mayor of Atlanta. She's been really cautious. I don't know where you're, you know, where they're getting it from. It's in the air. That's the thing. Yeah. Anybody can walk by you, and you can get it. It's just so viral in that sense that you don't have to really do anything, quote-unquote, wrong, and you can still get it.
So, you know how twisted I think the news media in general is? The biases on both sides politically, but it isn't just that. It's the bias toward science or away from science. And so there's a story floating around today that many of you may have heard. If you haven't, a lot of people, when I get notes from people, they credit this program and us for telling them stories that they didn't hear anything about or knowing stuff, telling people. So here's the story of I think she's 19 years old, a young girl who got the virus. And families got together, the members of the families, and they came up with a program to treat her at home. So they put her on oxygen, and they'd heard all the discussion of hydroxychloroquine. And so they get some of it, and they give it to her, and she dies. And so now the headline is, teenager dies after taking hydroxychloroquine. And, you know, this kind of stuff, without investigating, without really explaining, once again, because sometimes you have to do that, that it isn't to be used by itself. Nobody who's responsible has ever promoted the use of it by itself. It doesn't do any good by itself. It's not going to save you unless you put it with a Z-Pack. And unless you have 10 doses, you might as well pour it down the toilet. But here along comes the local newspaper saying the headline reads, local girl dies after taking recommended drug. You know what crap that is? It just...
Well, but did she administer it? Did her parents give it to her?
Yes.
Okay,
and
well,
they
that's
didn't
an
give
important
her the
headline,
doses.
Though.
That yeah, of
is
course,
an important
but it's not
story.
There. Yeah, right. It is important. But it just shows
a
you...
A lot of stupid people are trying to do this at home.
Yes.
A lot of people are self-medicating, and you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah. If you don't know how to use this stuff, if you haven't been to a doctor who's responsible, that'll tell you that you need 10 doses of the Z-Pack and 10 doses of the hydrochlorazine or
hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. I'm going to practice that today.
You should. You should try it. You can't treat yourself.
By the time you get it, no one will need it anymore.
I just feel like that needs to be an option when you talk about it with your doctor. The fact that you're poo-pooing it. is, I think, really silly because it has helped a lot of people. And I would tell you what, if it were me or my parents or you guys or anybody that I loved, I'd be like, you need to try this. Do this. At least try it. It's not, if you're at a point where it's that dire, it's better than the alternative.
Yeah. And this stuff is going around. Remember, when this all started, there were no cases really in South America because it was winter. Now it's summertime. Even the president of Brazil has the virus now. And you're not, you know, just because you're in a position of power and maybe you're better taken care of than the average person. But these, they have 1.6 million cases down there. But he said, excuse me, the president said he called the virus a little flu. He didn't do social distancing. He didn't wear a mask.
Seriously at all. He's completely dismissed it. That's why his country is so just, they're up a creek right now. And that's 1.6 million that they know of that have been tested.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So it's it seems to me it's a matter of choice, yes, but are you responsible or are you selfish? And that's for me, people who don't wear a mask are selfish. It may not be that it's going to do you any good, but you're going to help other people from getting it. And the same with the personal distancing. It's just selfish to not do things, and that's just my read on it. That's why I'm doing it. I think it makes good sense. Speaking of making good sense, this week's American Family Farmer, for those of you who catch the show or the podcast, you'll be interested to know that we spend a good deal of time talking about how to kill insects using perfume. There's that story. There have been a lot of investigations, apparently, into using, like, solar-powered equipment to get rid of insects. We all have those, those zappers, the bug zappers, get rid of mosquitoes and all kinds of bugs in the summertime. You don't have to do that anymore. All you got to do is find a good perfume, and that'll kill the mostly mosquitoes, but other bugs as well. They don't like the perfumes. So there's one that Monsanto doesn't have. I expect a new Monsanto perfume coming out shortly. That's the story. Get it at the most recent. You can go to the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, if you want to find out the latest in family, food, and farm connections, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Even during the pandemic, properly installed and maintained heating, ventilation, air conditioning, and refrigeration equipment are important. They keep costs low, help families stay safe and comfortable, and are environmentally friendly. Luckily, homeowners can still have this work done safely if they take the right precautions. Technicians who are certified by North American Technician Excellence have proven their knowledge and expertise. To find contractors that employ these certified technicians, visit NATEX.org.
The COVID-19 pandemic highlights the importance of health insurance. And with coverage often tied to employment, recent job losses compound the stress. The good news, according to the American Medical Association, is that today's unemployed have more options for affordable insurance than they did during past crises. That's thanks to provisions in the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid expansion, and recent actions by Congress and some states. Check to see if there's an option that's right for you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, now it's time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show, Pet Show fame. He's here to help you save money on pet care. He's here to help you if you have problems with your dog peeing and the dog doesn't usually pee. So what's the story with that? Why are dogs beginning to pee and they haven't been peeing before? What's the problem?
Well, it's interesting because, one of the most common questions I get is the new puppy that comes into a house or the rescue dog that may have some housebreaking issues. But all of a sudden, in the last 3 or 4 months, I've noticed a major uptick, not only in terms of dogs and cats, but these are dogs and cats that were totally housebroken, never had accidents, all of a sudden starting to have an accident a couple of times in the house. So it occurred to me, I need to spend time thinking about this. So I went outside, I sat with my two dogs, Molly and Willie. I said, Molly and Willie, what's the problem? Why is this happening? And here's the result I got. I blame it on Amazon. I blame it on UPS. And here's why. Dogs are territorial. They get used to the scents around their home and they adapt to it. However, now with everyone quarantined, every day, if you go to the front door of my house, every day there's a package from Amazon, a package from this one, a package from that one. And then you bring those packages into the house. So now you're bringing all these different scents in, including sometimes the scent of the driver. So what happens is when those new scents come into the house, the dog or the cat is urged to reclaim territory, and the accidents start to happen. So what I always recommend people do is, if that does occur, leave the boxes outside, take the contents inside. This way you don't have to worry about bringing that scent into the house.
All right. There are new reports about dogs wanting to be petted. Now, I don't think it's any surprise anybody's got dogs and cats. They like to be petted. But there's a special place, apparently, according to your research, that they want to be petted. Warren, where
not
is that?
Not only a special place, research shows now that petting a dog leads to an increase in the production of oxytocin that floods the brain, known as the hormone of love. It's kind of the same thing as the mom-baby thing. So, we pet dogs all over the place, but here's the bottom line. when we slowly stroke a dog under the chin, by the way, their favorite place, it helps release endorphins, activating the opiate receptors in the brain. So physiologically, by stroking a dog under the chin, you're actually making the dog calmer and making the dog feel a lot better. So I always do that.
Could they be that smart now at nighttime when I'm maybe sitting at the end of the day watching a television show or something, and I'm on the couch and Daisy jumps up on the couch. She puts her chin on my, if I have my arm or hand out, she puts her chin on top of my arm or my hand. And seems to like it there. She seems purposeful in her doing that.
It's comforting. If you ever notice a litter of puppies, when they're kind of sleeping together, you notice their chins on top of each other. This makes them feel a lot more comfortable. Even when I was working years ago with very assertive dogs, let me say, one of the first things I started to do once I established a relationship was stroke them under the chin and establish that positive relationship, that calming relationship, made me feel a lot better too, to be honest.
Do you recommend that, and this is a question from a listener, that you bathe your pet and trim its nails yourself or bring the dog to a groomer?
Well, it depends. It depends on you and it depends on the dog. If you take the time to learn how to trim the nails properly, because you can cut the quick if you don't do it properly.
It makes me nervous, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know, what you do is just tip them. Just cut the edge, wait a couple. Every nail has a vein. It's called a quick. So when you cut the tip of it, that vein recedes. So you can cut just the tip, wait a couple of days, maybe cut it a little bit shorter or a little bit shorter. So don't do it all at one time. In terms of bathing, I bathe my own dog, so I really enjoy doing it. Again, it's up to the individual person. However, if you're
going to... What do you wash them in? Well, I want to know what Warren Eckstein bathes his pets in.
I get in the tub with them.
No.
I do. You asked me.
I understand. No, I get it. When I give Daisy a bath, I get in there. But I use tea tree oil. I wonder if you other things that, you know, are good for the smell, but to clean them, what do you think doesn't affect their skin? Because they can get skin, those spots.
I use
the wrong kind of soap.
From the day they come into the house to the day they're gone, I use Tearless puppy shampoo on my dogs.
Tearless, that's a brand?
No, it's not a brand. It's just Tearless. It won't, you know, that gets in the eyes. It doesn't burn in the eyes like regular soap would do. So Tearless. I use Tearless. And just make sure that you don't overbathe. A lot of people overbathe. I mean, it may sound stupid, but if you overbathe your dog, you can actually dry the skin out.
What is the optimum number? How often should you bathe your dog?
When you walk into a room and your dog follows you and you got to walk out because he stinks, that's a good indication it's time for a bath. I say probably every 6 or 8 weeks is a good indication, unless it's an outdoor running dog, and then maybe more frequently.
Yeah, well, Daisy runs at the little camp I have on the farm every day, and they normally give baths, and it's about once a month that she gets a bath.
Farm dog should be showering with you every day, Doug.
Really? Get rid of the
dog.
But I do take a washcloth and I wash her. I just take hot water, and I wash her down every night. Sometimes just get the dust off of her. That seems to make her feel good, too. All right, all kinds of great advice. Pet care.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.